Online Podcast 127Hi, hi, hi! Welcome to Online Podcast. This is John Ong. You're listening to me, my program. Oh gosh, I'm sounding like Martha Stewart. I mean, Wonder Wisdom. Why did I say Martha Stewart? Because Bruce told me that Martha Stewart, on today's Martha Stewart, you actually get to see Martha Stewart, the lion dance on Martha Stewart. Anyway, welcome everyone. This is a Thursday show. You may be listening to this on a Friday, Thursday, or Saturday, or any day really. So good day, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. How are you doing? This is my second take. The first take was done this morning as I was driving to work. I did a whole recording. I thought that I'm not going to have time tonight to be doing a recording. So I use my iRiver with my binaural microphone. And I went out on the way out to work. I recorded a show. And of course, I used my iRiver over the weekend to record another show, and the setting was changed, and I did not change it back for the microphone, and therefore they are all gone. So I am here doing another show here, down here in the basement here, in the base hearment here. Anyway, now, lovely, lovely news. I don't know if you remember, I have a friend whom I found through iTunes. Now, this is before the podcasting time. So I have a friend who is a singer back home in Malaysia. And I get to know him through another friend of mine, who some of you might remember him. What's his name now? Bridget Hannah Jones is his name. My college roommate when we were in college. And through him, I get to know, this is before the United States time. This is back home in Malaysia. Then Hazami is his name. He is a very famous singer, very, very talented, very wonderful voice. I only wish I can play his songs for you, but I can't because I'm full. it's not legal. So maybe we'll have him on the show sometime. I don't think he will though, but he did say hi today. Now, it is more like, it is so strange. Okay, so I've been trying to get in touch with him for a long time since I saw his album. Now, I'll recap the whole story. I don't think this happened before my podcast started, actually. So let me recap. On one of my blog posts, I wrote about finding a friend through iTunes. This is how the story goes. One day, I was actually at work, and then I was just browsing through iTunes, and you know how those free songs, right? And then I go through those international section, and then I saw this name, Hazami, and it just, you know, struck me because it was a name of a friend of mine, Hazami, that I knew way back. And I preview some of his stuff, and I couldn't quite tell whether it's him or not. It sounds very much like him. And so I purchased the album. It's an international album from Malaysia. So I purchased that album called Tika Erda Taba. And my jaw just popped. And I played that several songs. And he has this very distinctive high-pitched singing. Like Mariah Carey that would go, I couldn't do it. Wait, let me try. That really high-pitched singing, right? So I know if I hear those singing technique in any of his songs, then I can guarantee 100% that that's him. So I listened through some of the songs. There you go. First songs, he did that thing. It was like kind of like in the background. If you don't listen for it, if you don't watch out for it, you probably won't know that it was him singing. You probably think that it was an instrument. But for me, I know because we talk about that kind of singing technique all the time. And so I just raised my volume a little bit. And so I was so excited, and I went to my friend. I went to Henry. Well, I wrote him an email saying, I think I found Hazami. Do you have his email address? Because we were still in touch when we were in college. And I need to burp again. Excuse me. Oh, bloated. And so I got a hold of Henry, and he said that no, he doesn't know his email address anymore, since we all graduated for several years and they kind of sort of lost touch. And I did too with him. So I wrote something on my blog, and guess what? How many years later? Like 2 years later, maybe a year and a half later, the backup vocalist, as well as a friend of Hazami, found my blog entry, and she wrote me a comment and said, hey, I'm writing a book, and I'm collecting documents and articles about Hazami, and so I found your article here, so I will try to convey the message over to Hazami. And so Hazami, but you know, I've been trying all these years, going through Hazami's producer and trying to go through a different singer's producer who happens to know who Tris is. Tris is the producer of Hazami, so this is too confusing. But anyway, I tried to get in touch with him for so many years, and finally, he says hi today through my blog. What's the name now? Maybe I wonder if it, well, she's public. I guess she can tell what her name is. Lisa Lish, the backup vocalist, conveyed the message to Mr. Hazami. And today, just now, right before I did the recording, I saw a message from Lisa Lish, that Hazami said hi. So he is out there, he's listening, I hope he remembers who I am, because we used to sing on the phone all the time. Now, he's a wonderful singer, and the reason why I sort of, you know, revisit all this thought, I thought, you know, he could be, you know, he's busy and he's famous and all that, and so I don't expect him to, you know, call me or write me or anything. But he is, but at least he knows that I exist now anyway. But the reason why I revisit all those Hazami stories is because lately I received a notice from iTunes saying that his latest album is now on iTunes. Now, I've been wanting to purchase his album for many months now, since I know that he released his new album called Kata. And so I purchased that new album also on iTunes, and I thought, wouldn't it be nice if you can actually get in touch with, I can get in touch with him and rekindle the friendship. It was fun. It was really fun. He's such a talented guy, wonderful, amazing voice. So if you want to check out his voice, you can go over to iTunes. Many of you are listening to this on iTunes anyway. Go over to iTunes and then type in Hazami. That's spelled Hazami. For you non-American, it would be Hazami, Hazami, and in the search area in iTunes, and then I'm sure both albums would pop up. The first album is called Tekarda Tawa, and the second album is called Kata. So both of them are wonderful. Of course, you know, I'm more used to the first album, so I'm slowly growing on liking the second album. So I just wasted about 9 minutes talking about that part of the story, but you know, it was exciting for me. So I'm so glad he said hi. So if I don't think Henry listens to this, so I'm going to have to call him and tell him about it. Perhaps even now, as I'm pulling off my mobile phone, off my pocket, my jeans pocket. Let me see if I can call Henry. Okay. Let me call. He might not answer the phone, though. I just skipped that whole part so you don't have to waste time listening to the dial tone, and he's actually not there. And I didn't even leave a message. But anyway, continuing to what I want to say, I last week, there's a bunch of people put down their red pin on my Frapper map. And I just want, well, not last week, this Monday, I mean. After this Monday show, a lot of people did that. So I want to quickly give a shout out to all those people who edit themselves, the brand new people who edit themselves on my Frapper map. If you want to go add yourself to the to my Frapper map, you can go to map.onlinepodcast.com. And that will bring you to my Frapper map. And then I want to say hi to Chad from San Diego, California. Hello, cutie pie. And also the person that I talk about, the young listener, Jonathan, forgot his last name, something nuevo. He also gave me a little shout out, and he says after a few more shows, he will come on my show. Perhaps. I think I probably invited him or anything, stuff like that. Anyway. I want to say though, Sean Yondo, I hope that's how you say your name, Sean, from measureaction.com. And I just recognize that that's actually you. So anyway, so hi to Sean Yondo, Sean, who added the little shout out for me on my website. And he thinks that I'm a hottie. Oh, thank you. And thank you very much. Why am I a hottie? Because I've... never mind. I was just gonna... never mind. And also, of course, we have my lovely friend and listener, Kenny, from Kansas City. Another Malaysian-born Chinese from the KC area. And then another cutie pie, Albert Lee, in Vienna, Virginia. So many V's. Vienna, Virginia. Hi there, and hi to you too. And you've got lots of pumpkins behind you. I can see a picture with lots of pumpkin behind Mr. Albert Lee. And of course, Nick wrote me an email as well, talking about how, you know, the reason why people listen to my show most of the time is because of connection. And so, let's see. Nick's connection is, let me find, I think he was saying that he also came over to the United States and study and got married and everything. So hi to Nick again, another Malaysian-born Chinese. And now I've got to tell you though, I'm recording right now using GarageBand. I don't quite like the setting. I may actually go back to recording on my QuickTime, but I did find out that there's a little bit of glitches here and there when I'm doing a recording using QuickTime. I don't know why. I don't know what setup I changed. You know, I tinker with my setup all the time. And, gosh, my map is getting quite full. I'm very happy. It's so nice to see where everybody is from, and especially if you have a picture of yourself. It's just kind of sort of put me in a different mindset when I'm speaking to you right now. I can actually picture your faces. So that's kind of nice, isn't it? Now I am going to revisit my mailbox, my Gmail mailbox. Let's see. I'm trying to catch up with all those emails that at least I would like to mention it on the show, because the reason why I do the show is because of listeners. And if I don't have any listener, I probably wouldn't be doing this show. And if it's not because of your email or your voicemail, I probably wouldn't be having so much fun doing the show as well. So thank you for sending an email. If you would like to do so, you can send it to ongline@gmail.com. That is ongline@gmail.com. Or you can also send me a voicemail if you're too lazy to write, or if you're out in a boot and not in your in the close proximity to your computer. You can just go and call me on your cell phone. Most people have free long distance now, so if you're in the United States, you are welcome to call my comment line at 206-888-JOHN. That is 206-888-5646. Is that right? Yeah, I think so. Just spell out John. And I would love to hear from you. So now go back to my email. I would like to say hi to Beppe Podcast. I think that's how you say it, yeah. And he was saying that he enjoyed the interview with the Mischievous Boys. And of course he said, what? Oh, I'm in love, but no, not with them, but with you, silly. Thank you. How sweet of you. Now I'm shy. Now I'm blushing. Oh, Bebe podcast. He must have his own podcast. I remember seeing him on a Q Potter, I think. Bebe podcast. I think that's how it says. And his website is bebe.libesyn.com. bebe.libesyn.com. LIBSYN.com. Thank you very much for your comment. And thank you very much for your email, Mr. Bebe podcast. And of course, Jarno, my friend Jarno, is having his own podcast. Actually, he said that, oh, he was so sweet. He said that me and Wanda, two of his major influence for creating his own podcast. So thank you very much. And his podcast is at radioverso.org. RADIOVERSO.org. I will try to post the show notes as well, with all those links, if I remember. Yeah. Oh shit! I just hit the back button. Oh, I hate that. I always do that when I'm in Gmail, because I tag those email that has that is related to my show with, you know, the tag, and then I go into this tag of all those messages, and then I always hit the back button on my browser instead of hitting the, you know, probably don't care. and let me see. And also, how cute was Felicia's voicemail. And so, yeah, okay. Anyway, I will have to see if anybody's good enough to create a song for people to sing along with. And why do I have this? Oh, okay. Anyway, congratulations on Jarno's new podcast. And Andy Melton, of course. Andy Melton has his own show also. He is another... Gosh, this turned to... This is boring. Too many people mention... Shit, this whole show is about mentioning people. But anyway, go to podcast.andymelton.net. That is Andy Melton's own podcast. I listened to his podcast with the UFN gang with Nathan. And also... We're almost done. VJ Net, thanks for the shout out. Yeah. And, oh yeah, I was saying, oh, you're from Connecticut. Is it Hartford? Oh, I don't remember where it is. Somewhere in Connecticut. And then I think it's the same place where Jason is, but he said he doesn't know who Jason is since they're from the same town. But, it's kind of cool to see, but because of your Frapper map, it was cool to find someone in Connecticut that listens to your show. How cool. Anyway, thank you very much. Now I should finish my comment on all those people. Thank you though. Thank you for saying hi. Thank you for writing in. And I think I'm finally caught up with, my, listeners email. And now I have a problem saying fan, because I think unless you write me and say, hey, I am a fan of your show, I would not call you my fan, because you may listen to my show, you may not like it, or even if you do like it, you may not consider yourself as a fan. So I use that term very carefully, just because my fans are typically 60 and above. And yeah, when I sing, I usually have a 60 and above crowd who like me. So those, I would say, yes, those are my fan. Oh, actually, yes, I have been wanting to do this for a long time. Now, I listen to other podcasts, and I really enjoy some other podcasts when they start to talk about stories of their own life, you know, from the previous lives, no, from their childhood and all that. And I just haven't been able to flow into that. So very abruptly, I'm going to go into telling you some of my childhood memory of a few certain things. I remember I'm just like have this bunch of stories in front of my head. So I don't know if some of you might know that my parents have just recently sold our house, the house that I pretty much grew up in. I did not have too much of an attachment because I have already moved out of the house for Wow, I don't know, maybe 10 years already. So I don't quite have the attachment to the house as I would if let's say, if they would just have sold it like 10 years ago. And on top of that, my parents are much happier in a smaller place because that house is huge. There's like 5 bedrooms and 2 living rooms, and there's actually a living room upstairs, and the dining room in the back is so huge that it can be considered as maybe 3 living rooms, and then the kitchen, blah. So it's huge. So now that it's just down to both of them, my mom and my dad, it would sort of make sense for them to just sell that house and find a more comfortable but smaller condo to move into. So they did. Now, going back to my childhood, there is this waterfall that I will be able to see up on my upstairs living room. So there's this living room upstairs where our TV is, and there is this windows, you know, those folding windows. I think in the hotter ridge region of this world, you'll probably see those windows more. They are small planes. There's a name, and I don't remember what it's called now. If you know, call in and let me know, or email me. Those little flat pieces of glass that you can like open, this little tiny little arm on the side, and there's like panels of, it's just kind of like blinds, but they're all glass, and they're sort of big, maybe about 4 or 5 inches wide or deep, and then about maybe 1.5 foot wide or something like that. I don't remember, but anyway, so you would open that window, and that's how you keep your house. We don't have AC. Why is it so weird that in Malaysia we're so hot? I mean, the weather is so hot that we don't have AC. But we didn't have AC until my sister got married, which was in 1990, and my parents got my sister and my brother-in-law an AC. So before then, we didn't even have an AC. And so I would open that window upstairs on the upstairs living room and look out to a waterfall. Now, when we look, it's kind of hilly, so it's very nice. We're from our upstairs living room, we can look out, and you will see this hill. And on top of the hill, there is this, not on top of the hill, but on the side of the hill, there's this orange patch of open up ground, ground, like red dirt. So and surrounded with some rocks, and then the rest of the hill were all covered with trees. It's very pretty, and there are several. We're surrounded by several hills around our house, and then on the other side is actually the sea. You cannot see the sea, but you can walk there. It's like within maybe 10-15 minutes walk. So it's very pretty. And then I absolutely love the waterfall, because every time I open up the window, I actually look out there, and especially after big rain. Typically, you don't see. Oh yeah, in the middle, I'm so excited. In the middle of that yellow orange patch of earth, right, the exposed ground and rocks would be. I think it used to be a quarry or something. No, I take it back. I'm not sure, but you can see the open ground, and it's not covered by grass or trees on this little orange patch. But in the middle of the patch, there are certain rock formations, and there are actually a stream of waterfall coming down. Now, the stream, depending on how wet or how dry the season is, if it's very dry, then you may see some trickle of it, and you sometimes could hardly see anything. Now, you have to use a binoculars. I remember an uncle of mine owns a binoculars, and so we were not, you know, very well to do, our family. It's just, you know, working class and with 3 children, so it's you know, you don't have that extra money to buy a binoculars. So an uncle of mine who was a dentist actually had one, and I don't even know what he used that for. He goes to like, I don't know what he does with his binoculars, maybe for bird watching or whatever, I don't know. And I would sometimes borrow their binoculars and go upstairs to the upstairs living room, and I would look outside and enjoy the waterfall coming down from that little hill. And it's sort of hilly. I mean, it's not small. I mean, it's big enough where there is a waterfall coming down. So I love that scenery. And I mean, I have it in my head very vividly right now. And so in 2004, no, this, when did I go back with it to Malaysia with Bruce? So I went back to, I don't know why I, oh yeah, yeah. I know why I mentioned that, that my parents moved. But anyway, it will all come back. So I went back to Malaysia. This is several years ago now, not 2004, maybe 2002 is when I went back to Malaysia, 2002 or 2003, I don't remember. But I went back with Bruce, and I was very excited to show him the waterfall because it was so dear and near to my heart that I told him about that waterfall all the time. So there you go. We went home with Bruce and I quickly grabbed him upstairs and I said, "Hey, Bruce, take a look at the waterfall that I grew up with." And I opened the window. I saw two towers, like buildings, two towers blocking the waterfall. And I couldn't see the waterfall anymore from our living room. And it was sad. I was like, oh no, when did this happen? Oh, I just sounded like Filipino ladies. Oh, did it happen? I just insulted a bunch of my Filipino friends. No, just kidding, honey. Honey. And there was a little Cheryl for you, for those of you who know who Cheryl Mikalski is. So going back to, I was like, oh my gosh, there's no more waterfalls. That's very sad. And it was blocked by this two good looking, if I may add, good looking two blocks of the high rise condominiums. And so I was disappointed, blah, blah, blah. A few years passed, and guess what? My parents' condominium happened to be one of those two blocks. And it was so close to their place, they cannot see, but it was so close, it was walking distance to the waterfall. I'm not sure if that waterfall is, well, I'm not sure if it's still there. I'm sure it's still there. So I'm going to have my parents, you know, take a picture or something. Or next time I go home, I'm going to have to do a podcast at my favorite waterfall spot. And I remember this is like after a huge rain, you know how it is in Malaysia, you get this heavy rain downpour, just psh. And after a big downpour, you will see a white waterfall coming down, especially with the binoculars. It's just so fascinating. I just love that sight. And I'm so hoping that I will be able to go back and see it again. And I definitely will do a sound seeing tour if I actually went back there and revisit the waterfall. So I did, you know, that story did not come to me when I first started this recording. In fact, I think I probably told you up front that this is my second time doing this recording, but I actually like this more than the recording that didn't turn out to be anything because I have the setting set wrong on my iRiver. So, yeah. So it was lovely. You know, I can almost see that picture of me kneeling on that red couch looking out through our windows at that waterfall. Ah! Oh. And now it's being blocked by these two buildings. One of the two is my parents' condominium. So it comes full circle, I guess, you know, I can now reclaim the waterfall. I can now reclaim the waterfall. So wonderful. And I would try to think of more of these kind of stories that I think maybe I should tell before I die, you know? If I die, none of these stories in my head would be ever told, and then nobody would know about it, except for people who are really close to me. So I'm going to try to tell these stories. Of course, you know, I hope that I still have a whole lot more time to tell you all about my stories before I die. But nevertheless, I would still like my stories told. And next time I would tell you, I don't know, I don't want to pre-think. I think of so many things when I'm not doing my recording. Once I hit the record button, everything goes away. So, but this is one of the stories that I've always been wanting to tell you, and I'm so glad that it's now in the can, as they say in the professional business. And if you have any comment, if you have any personal stories, childhood stories that you would like to share, you can always go to onlinepodcast.com and then put in the comment and share it with all of us. You can also call my comment line and tell me all those stories through your own voice by calling 206-888-JOHN. And you can always email me at online@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you. Thank you very much, all of you who are listening to me. And I hope that you are subscribed. If you're not subscribed, just download iTunes and then come back to Online Podcast and click on the subscribe via iTunes icon on the right-hand side and you will be subscribed and you'll be done. And all the new episodes will come to you automatically. Oh, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you will have a wonderful weekend. And this weekend is my boyfriend, my partner, my best pal, and my lover's birthday. And it's going to be a fun time with just a small group of friends, and maybe I will tell you all about it on my Monday show if I ever gonna do any recording. I don't think he doesn't like podcasting as much as I do. So, and it's his birthday. I don't want to turn it into another podcasting thing. All my friends are probably very tired of me turning everything into a podcast. So if you have a friend or if you are a podcaster, I know you're guilty of that too. So thank you very much. I will see you next week and hope you have a wonderful weekend. And also, I wish everybody who are listening to this show as well, who are going to Madge Weinstein's girlfriend's Gus Yetzkowitz's Ash, she passed away, and Madge is going to have a ash scattering ceremony in Chicago. I wish I could go, but I will be going to Chicago sometime, but just not this soon. So yeah, anyway, thank you very much for listening for the 1,000,000th time, and have a lovely weekend. Selamat tinggal. Oh, I'm so glad I found Hazami. Hi, Hazami. No, he doesn't listen to the show, but I just want to say that. That's for, all of you. Bye, Tata. And, oh, yeah, and don't forget to... Bye-bye. Bye-bye.